Now, how much do you know about Wisconsin's largest city? There's Lake Michigan, the Brewers, the Bucks, beer, manufacturing, Summerfest, ethnic festivals, Laverne and Shirley, and a long list of famous and influential people. We could go on and on. For those who want to know more about these and other people, places, and ideas that have made the city what it is, there's a new online tool from UW-Milwaukee that you may want to check out. It's called the Encyclopedia of Milwaukee. Work began in 2008. They've just finished up the first phase with nearly 700 entries. Joseph Walzer is an associate lecturer in the Department of History at UWM and the project director of the Encyclopedia of Milwaukee. You can find the encyclopedia online at emke.uwm.edu. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on to talk about the project.
This is years in the making. I'm guessing it feels pretty good to have at least part one up and online.
Yeah, it definitely does. It actually, I mean, as you said, after 12 years, it kind of feels a little surreal that we're at this point.
Now, walk us through what the website is like. I took it for a spin, but tell people what they're going to find when they get there.
Sure, yeah. So, as you mentioned, it is an encyclopedia. So there is 700 entries. That's kind of the base of our project and of the content of the website. But we also have a significant amount of images, maps. We also have some essays talking about the process of building this knowledge over time. And then also, we also recently developed a digital bibliography that will also be available for researchers to then take this research on and go and do new things with it.
And this is really A to Z, which for Milwaukee could be Aaron, Hank, to Ziegler, Frank. How did you decide what kind of people, places, and things to include in the opening round?
Well, that was, you know, of course, a difficult process of trying to parse out what we were going to include and what we weren't. We actually had a pretty excellent editorial board that we developed very early on in the project for about 2 to 3 years. They took the time to develop a list and kind of parse through what was going to be important, what was going to be included, what was perhaps going to be folded into larger, theme-based entries, and where the project would go from there.
And you tried to be really encyclopedic about it. This is not just a couple fun facts about each thing. You tried to do some pretty extensive research and verification of everything you've got on there, if I'm reading it right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So each one of those entries had to go through, you know, of course, the process of selecting what was going to be talked about, but then also assigning authors. And our content was written by scholarly researchers, of course, from the area, the university here, and a great partnership that we had developed with Marquette University, but then also area schools, and then some other folks who are experts on these subjects and these subjects in Milwaukee throughout the United States. But then also, this wouldn't have been possible without collaborations with local community experts. I'm sure that we're familiar with the name John Gerda, but also folks like George Wagner, Carl Baer, Yance Marty, Ruben Harpole. I could go on with that list.
Talking to Joe Walzer, direct project director of the Encyclopedia of Milwaukee. You can find that at emke.uwm.edu. Sorry to interrupt there, Joe, but I wanted to ask the why question. What led you and your colleagues to want to tackle this big project telling the story of Milwaukee?
Well, for two big reasons. First of all, we're addressing kind of a shift in urban history, away from this urban biography model that kind of tells the story of a history from its birth until the present, and kind of this one singular line of its development, which ends up kind of leaving out a lot of stories that are really important to think about in that development that don't get treated as being part of its mainstream. So a lot of stories get left out. A lot of people get left out. And the other key piece of this was thinking about how Milwaukee has really been left out of the story of urban America. And it is really a central place that development. You know, New York, of course, gets a lot of attention. Los Angeles, Chicago, you know, and for good reason. I mean, they are our largest cities. But Milwaukee has been a key place for urban entrepreneurship in the brewing industry, in the leather industry and machine production, but also in its workforce and in its political movements. You know, it's an experimental site for municipal socialism. And then also more recently, a really important site of more conservative movements like school choice and things like that.
And Joe, in our last minute-ish or so, what's next? Phase one is done, but your work is not done, I don't think.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of our content, what we learned along the way is that, you know, even though we were relying on scholarly researchers and community experts to build our site, we were also offering lots of opportunities for students to have professionalizing opportunities to develop content themselves. Actually, more than half of our entries were written by graduate and undergraduate students. And they did that with faculty mentoring in the editorial process and fact-checking. So they were able to produce these really meaningful pieces of history in the process. So we wanted to really capture that opportunity. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're building a companion site that's going to be offering students an opportunity to curate primary sources. So that's really the stuff that history is made of, the letters, the documents, the images, and give students an opportunity to really kind of contextualize those things for our readers. We also want to develop a series of lesson plans and curriculum for area teachers to be able to take this local history knowledge into their classroom. But not just that, but to build curriculum themselves, because they're really the ones who know what their classrooms need and what their students need.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.
Joseph Walzer is an associate lecturer in the Department of History at UW-Milwaukee. We talked with him about the new online Encyclopedia of Milwaukee. You can find it at emke.uwm.edu.